For our scripture reading this morning, I want to turn to Psalms. I'm going to read a few verses from Psalm 139, beginning with verse 21 to 24. And our subject today is perfect hatred. Sounds like a paradox, does it not? A contradiction? Well, let's read the scripture and see what the Bible says. Psalm 139, verse 21. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Did you notice that word, perfect hatred? Is evil becoming commonplace in your life? Yeah, we're surrounded with it. In every aspect of this world, we have evil. The whole world lieth in the lap of the wicked one, so said John in the first epistle. We're surrounded it in the social media. We can't get away from it. Movies, nightclubs, casinos, pubs, ad infinitum, ad nauseum. We are told as Christians to abstain from all appearance of evil. That word appearance is eidon, which strikes the eye. You see something, you know you shouldn't see it, but you look at it, you're drawn to it. Why? I was walking down the streets of Lincoln, Nebraska, 60 years ago, with a fellow Christian. You know, Christians seem to team up, don't they? We were going to the university, and we were just walking along, and this fellow, who actually belonged to a brethren church, he said, John, we see a lady approaching. What goes through your mind? She's lovely, isn't she? Are you stirred in any way toward her? And I had to admit, yes, she's nice. Well, when that happens, what I do is I think of a Bible verse. And I think the verse he quoted was John 3:16. I can't bet on that. 60 years ago, you know. Think of it. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loved a sinful world. Think of it, John. God loved a sinful world. He cared for them. He loved them. And he sent his only begotten Son to die on the cross and pay the price for our sin. Think of it. God loves us. He still loves us. Now, where's that woman? Well, she's gone. And is there any thought left of her? No. Because now you're thinking of the Lord. Now your affection is set on things above, not on the things on this earth. If you want to abstain from all appearance of evil, hide God's word in your heart that you might not sin against him. Makes sense, doesn't it? Abstain from all appearance of evil. In Romans 6:14, let not sin therefore have dominion over you. How can you do it? Replace it with righteousness. And what is righteous? God's word. It's the holy word of God. Think of scripture. The psalmist said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. We have God's word. We memorize God's word. We have a good number of verses in our minds, and we can recall them anytime we want to. The wages of sin is death, yes, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And what is that eternal life? You have it now. We have eternal life now as Christians. Let not sin have dominion over you. How can you do it? Well, I often say if you want to know what a verse means, read the context, and so we go back to verse 13. It's Romans 6 and verse 13. Yield, to present, to give oneself over. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And it goes on to say, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Starts off with present. How can you do it? Can we do it? And I guess we'll say, no, I try, but I fail. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. Let not sin have dominion over you. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. I'm repeating those verses because all of them have that word let. It has to do with yield. 1 John 2:15, familiar verse, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And there we strike a core of something in our hearts. If we love the things of this world, we don't love the Lord as we ought. Oh, you say, oh, yes, I love him. Prove it. Prove it with your life. Where is your affection set? In Romans 6:13, neither yield yourselves members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and yield your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. There's that word yield. Same chapter. Romans 6, verse 16, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself servants to obey, his servants ye are? Think of your own life. You sit down in the evening, you watch your news on television, and then you surf the channels. What's going on at 7 o'clock? You want to entertain yourself with the evening? Well, how do you do it? Television. Or if not television, you'll pick up a newspaper or a magazine and you'll leaf through it and find something that strikes your eye. Wait a minute now. Strikes your eye. Where'd we hear about that earlier? Abstain from all appearance. That word appearance strikes the eye. What strikes your eye? The things of the flesh, the things of the world, the things of the devil? God forbid. Well, you know the Lord said back in Matthew 6, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. That word mammon means base gain. What do you count as base gain in this world? Usually people count money, I suppose. Gold. They count the things of this world, and don't forget who the god of this world is. You all know, Satan. And when the world strikes your eye, you're going to be drawn away from the Lord. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Make a choice. You have a choice to make. Unwittingly, we are prone to choose the things of this world. Do we not hate what God hates? Satan is the enemy of God. And Satan is the god of hatred. But the Bible says there's a perfect hatred. I hate those things that hate the Lord. So I hate Satan. And I hate that which Satan controls, the world. A measure of your love for the Lord is your relationship with the things of this world. Think about it. If you have a choice to make, do you prefer to go to church on Sunday morning, or if there is a cricket match on, or if there is a movie that you can't miss on television, or if there's anything of this world that can draw you away, you'll skip church? Is that true? It's true in many lives I've known through the many years that's true. If there's anything I would like to do on Sunday morning, I think I'll choose that, and, well, I don't need to go to church anyway. I'm still saved. I'm still a Christian. Sanctify the Lord God in your heart. Those verses come to mind. Remember 1 John 2:15? If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So what is the world? Well, the Greek word is cosmos. It's the world system, ruled by the God of this world. We know that because of 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds that believe not. And wait on. Is it only those that believe not? Or is Satan allowed to work in your life to blind your eyes to the things of the Lord, that the world becomes precedent? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers or doctors of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Heaven, in the heavenlies, Satan is still occupying his place in the heavenlies. Spiritual wickedness in high places. There's our enemy. We have a perfect hatred against the things that Satan operates. Principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world, of spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies. There's our enemy. Love not these things. Now, how can we take part in this spiritual warfare if we condone, or worse, love the world system? How can we be ambassadors of Christ? How can we be servants of the Most High? How can we live godly lives if we condone, that's a mild term, if we love the things of this world? Do you love the people of this world more than the people of God? Sometimes we love the people of this world, but not the sin that blinds them to the things of the Lord. Well, that should be the case. God loves them. What's that verse in Romans 5, verse 8? But God commendeth his love toward us. Now, we usually think of that as being past tense, don't we? God commended his love toward us. It says God commendeth. Present tense, is it not? God is still commending his love toward us. He still loves us in spite of our blindness, in spite of our yielding to the things of this world, in spite of our condoning the sin that surrounds us. We are to hate those elements that are enemies of God. He still commends his love toward us, and that means that he continues to work in our lives. If we allow him, there's a big if there, isn't there? If we allow him, he continues to redeem us, to justify us, to create us anew, to sanctify us. And that word sanctify means to set apart for his work. There's a verse in 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 22 and 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. That's completely holy. And I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord. It's a prayer of the Apostle Paul towards the end of the first book of Thessalonians. You can't sanctify your heart. I know in the Old Testament they were told to, but God has to do it through his indwelling spirit and through your yielding to his work in your life. Set yourself apart. Don't set your affection on things on this earth. You're to hate that. You're to have a perfect hatred. Isn't that what the Bible says? We are to love those things God loves and set our desires and affection on those things. We are to hate those things that God hates. If God hates sin, we are to hate sin. So one who lives godly will have a perfect hatred. I know it's not fashionable in this world. but it certainly is in God's sight. And that's what really counts, to love the things of the Lord and to have a perfect hatred. Check your own lives, your own hearts, your own desires, those things which would strike your eye. Is it godly? Is it what God loves and God condones and God wants in your life? Think of it, to live godly in Christ Jesus. Amen.